Demanding the rights of we the people. Broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 25th. We're in hour two of the broadcast, 2017, and I'm going to take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We can just kind of mix them in as we go. If you'd like to discuss your views of JFK's death, now that we obviously know that it was all a big bogus lie, or any of the other news, or maybe something I haven't covered, feel free to call in 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, how are you doing today, my friend?
Very good, Farron. I hope you're doing good. I hope you had a good holiday, Thanksgiving, and didn't eat too much turkey.
Yes, sir, I did. I really did.
Okay, good. Well, I wanted to call in because last night I happened to catch Jeff Rudd's third hour, and he had his guest on by the name of John Barber. And John Barber used to be kind of a low-level big shot in Hollywood years ago. Maybe Real People stands out if you ever seen that program, but he was the one that actually was the writer for it until it tanked. But he's got a movie out of the Jim Garrison tapes. Apparently, Jim Garrison's family gave him 64,000 records about the JFK assassination and Clay Shaw and the mafia tie and Oswald's tie to it and everything. And he's been showing it all around. I guess recently he just showed it in Washington, D.C., and it was standing room only. And he has a Q&A after the movie comes up, and a lot of the people said the same thing. They said, boy, you know, we never seen any of this information years ago. But the name of it is The Second Assassination of JFK, and I guess it covers, I haven't seen a copy of it, but I guess it covers the news media cover-up to protect the Warren Commission's investigation. But it looks like it might be for sale. He was asking $2 a piece. I guess if he's got to send it to you, it might be $5 for the DVD, which is well worth it to see hidden information that hasn't been out for, 30, 40 years, because Garrison passed away, if I'm not mistaken, sometime in the 1990s. That was one of the things I wanted to mention. Then you mentioned Israel. I remember going up and talking to my state representative, Dan Lipinski, the one that got his behind beat by his neighbor a few weeks ago. And Israel at the time was getting $8 million a day in aid from the United States. And right after the first of the year, and I seen him in December, right after the first of the year, it jumped to $33 million a day in aid. That is incredible. It's unbelievable. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Roger Waters has been boycotted out of Israel for the simple reason that he's been standing up for the Palestinians for a long time about this land grab and everything. And Israel doesn't like that, so they're out there boycotting any of his concerts in the United States or any other country that Israel's got his claws in, and I believe it's all of them. But something else I wanted to touch on, too, is we have 435 congressmen representing close to 325 million people in this country. And according to Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution, we're supposed to have equal representation where each and every representative that goes to Congress is supposed to represent 30,000 citizens in the United States. At right now, the present number is each congressman represents 750,000 citizens. So you know we're not getting an equal share with our voice. And today we should have approximately 10,833 congressmen. Of course, we would have been rolled over bankrupt a long time ago with their $184,000 a year paycheck. If you multiply that by 10,833, I just thought that was kind of interesting. But Congress voted to put a cap on the number of congressmen. I guess the smaller number of people you have, the bigger the secret you can keep.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was going to ask you, I wonder what their motive would be, but that would be it. Plus, you know, it's easier to control 435, manipulate, blackmail, or whatever, than it would be 10,000. But, you know, you brought up three things, and they're all great points. One, I've got a friend that's a huge Roger Waters fan, and he goes to these concerts, and he really stays on the edge of keeping up with how Israel works against Roger Waters, and they really do. It's amazing. There's protests. There's all kinds of stuff goes on trying to shut down anyone. This is one artist out of all these different ones that actually, you know, vocally supports the Palestinians or tries to shed a light on the plight of the Palestinians. It's an amazing story that never gets any coverage whatsoever. And, you know, the JFK, Jerry, I think it's so interesting that, one, Congress votes in 92 to hold off these this release for another 25 years, which puts us to, I believe, this is the 54th anniversary. So if you were 20 years old when this happened, you would be like 74 now. So now they feel like, I guess, it's okay to release this information. Now, for me, and probably you, Jerry, I found this, you know, I couldn't wait. I wanted to read through it. I wanted to see what other people thought, blah, 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 blah. None of this. I don't think I've missed a single night of the NBC News, which is the only one I get of world news. And they've made mention of the release, but none of this Martin Luther King stuff, none of this second shooter stuff, none of this truth is being put out. I've not seen any mainstream media really do a report, and it may be out there and I've missed it, but I've not seen anyone doing a report of the revelations of what's in this JFK release. And of course, you won't. Now it's going to all just be swept under the rug. 10, 15 years from now, they can come out and tell the truth about 9/11, I guess, you know. Maybe 30 years. I don't know how long they'll wait. The truth for it's all out there, too. But, you know, the official cover-up is still the you know, what the mainstream media goes with. So it's an amazing circumstance in which we live, to where, you know, Jerry, and I know what the reality of so many of these situations is, but you go over and turn on TV or talk to a vast part of society, and they're oblivious. I mean, it's amazing. What your thoughts, Jerry?
I agree. I mean, I think as the world changes and we see this transgender and boys and girls can become boys and girls at a later date, or trees or animals or plants, whatever they want to become, when they're 12, 13 years old, as things like that are more present in our future, I don't think we're all going to be all that shocked to find out that the government played a big hand in taking out the John F. Kennedy and his brother. And the other thing, too, is, you know, there was a big tie. The Bush family, Prescott Bush, had a big nick in his craw against Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy was the ambassador of Britain. And when he came back after World War II, he cited Prescott Bush with trading with the enemies act, and he got a little $185,000 fine. His Bank of New York, and he was funding Hitler's Nazi program. Not only that, he had a steel mill all run by slave labor over there in Dresden. Well, Ford had a plant over there, the Dodge Brothers, General Motors. They all had plants over there. They were all sucking up as best they could back during World War II. But the Bushes said they would get even one day, and I believe they did. I believe they were behind a big portion of this. Or let's put it this way. The powers that be said, hey, we got to take this guy out. They tapped Prescott Bush on the shoulder, and they said, hey, I'm all in. And that's good enough for me. You know, you're a co-conspirator. So with that, hey, man, thanks for being on the air. Thanks for taking my call. Looking forward to hearing you next Saturday, too.
Hey, thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you so much. And all the while we are seeing people kind of, you know, connecting the dots, getting more interested, knowing something's wrong, reading various websites. So there's more websites, there's more podcasts than there's ever been. we see the reaction of that. The ADL is setting up a command center in Silicon Valley. We're seeing the purge from YouTube and Facebook, and to crack down anything you say that's contrary to their agenda, to their narrative, to their intentions is deemed hate speech. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious. Let's go to Sovereign Man in Freedom Land. It's been a while since I heard from you. How you doing today, sir?
Greetings and salutations. It's been a while.
What's on your mind today, sir?
I was transitioning from the computer to the cell phone. Wanted to know when are you going to reboot the website? And I'd also like to kickstart the chat room. It's thealternativemedia.chattango.com. I put a link in there for a video called JFK, the 911, Rich Man's Trick. Really good video. Talks about a lot of the stuff that Jerry in Chicago was talking about.
Did you say JFK, a Rich Man's Trick?
It's JFK to 9/11, a Rich Man's Trick.
Okay. I hadn't heard of that one. That's good. I'll check that out. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, the link is in the alternative media chattango.com chat room. So, and you used to mention it, but you haven't mentioned it in a while. And I kind of miss going to the site.
I am working on that, and hopefully I plan to, by first of the year, have everything back together like it should be. So I'd certainly do appreciate that.
And if people want to go to the site, they can go to archive.org, and, you know, the links are still there. It's still accessible. Thank God for archive.org, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You
know, yeah. Well, blessings be to you, and you have a very blessed weekend.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for the phone call. And 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. I wanted to get this in quickly. You know, last week I was talking about the massive turnout. Remember the 60,000 protesters that had came out in Poland? Well, listen to this. Polish government caves to international jury's demand to imprison the national marchers. The zealous advocates of a Jewish Israel are demanding justice against Poles who marched for a white Europe last week. The Israeli government was very upset at the 60,000-strong peaceful display of Polish patriotism and demanded the local plutocrats to take action against racism, anti-Semitism, and xenophobia. This came in the same week that Benjamin Netanyahu announced that he will start deporting all of the blacks in his state that his state has rounded up and put in concentration camps, and now will be dropping them off in a random and incredibly dangerous part of Africa. Now, we're going to get to – I've got that story. This coming up next. We'll get into it a little deeper. The Israeli government and virtually every Jewish organization in the European Union are exercising their power in a are putting their power on display, and the Poles know it well. ABC News ran the story. Prosecutors in Poland opened an investigation Monday to determine if statements expressed during a march by nationalists in Warsaw this month violated laws against racism. The march held November 11th on Poland's Independence Day drew an estimated 60,000 participants. Many marchers carried Poland's national flags, while some had flags with Celtic crosses, which are considered a white supremacist symbol, or banners with slogans like White Europe of Brotherly Nations. Warsaw prosecutors spokeswoman Magdalena Sawa said the investigation would focus on whether criminal charges should be brought for the public propagating of fascism and calls for hatred. A possible prison, punishable in prison to up to 2 years. The march organizers and the people who held the banners are the focus of the investigation. Poland's president and European Union lawmakers have condemned the event. Other members of the Polish government have praised it as a manifestation of patriotism, raising concerns among some Poles that the ruling Law and Justice Party might lend the far right some legitimacy. Now, do you get what's happening here? 60,000 people come out, and if they dare, they're Polish citizens, and if they dare stand up against this mass immigration, or if they were to say, you know, that they would much prefer an all-white country or predominantly white country, or maybe they were to say that they would like to maintain their culture rather than be forced the poison of multiculturalism, well, by golly, these social justice warrior groups, these epitome of hypocrisy groups, which are predominantly Jewish, claim that's racist and these people need to be thrown in prison. Also Monday, a Jewish group in Poland said it had raised its indignation at the racist slogans in a meeting with ruling party leader Jarosław Kaczynski the day after the march. The Jewish community of Poland issued a statement saying its leader and the country's chief rabbi, Michael Szydryk, had a frank and open conversation with the leader of Poland. What other ethnic group snaps its fingers and gets Polish government officials to do exactly what they say? Well, certainly not the Poles. So, if the Polish government was anything more than a provision to keep up its population happy while George Soros and the American media and the European Union NGOs slowly paused them, they would shut these groups up for being so completely biased. This is a story that was by Eric Stryker. Now, all the while that you just heard that story and the condemnation from all of these different Jewish groups, all the way up to the leader of Poland, that how dare 60,000 citizens in their very own country come out and demand anything other than just kneel and drink the poison of multiculturalism while seeing the effects of it distinctly, clearly, all around them in other European countries. If they oppose that, they have to come under the wrath of the massive Jewish propaganda. Now, listen to this story. Now, this is one you won't hear on mainstream media. You will hear on RBN. As expected, the Israeli cabinet unanimously adopted a program to expel all of their 40,000 fake African refugees to Uganda. Now, I had talked about this several weeks ago when Netanyahu announced it. Regardless of their country of origin, it doesn't matter. They're going to take them all back to Uganda and indefinitely imprison any who refuse to leave. According to a report on the Israeli Channel 10 News, the Holot concentration camp in southern Israel, where the majority of the African invaders have been kept waiting, this solution to what Israel calls its infiltrator problem and what liberals call a refugee problem, will be closed within 3 months and not the 4 months originally planned. According to the unanimously adopted plan, illegal residents will have to choose between entering an ordinary prison or leaving the country, Channel 10 reported. So in Israel, if you're over there illegally, you got two choices. We're going to ship you to Uganda, whether you like it or not, or you can just go to prison. it's not welfare. It's not free health care. It's not being bussed all the way across the country at the taxpayer's expense. It's not being placed with some other family member that's brought 19 of his relatives over so you can get health care and welfare and have anchor babies. No, Israel doesn't play that ridiculous stupidity. That's for the Goyim. It added that the Israeli Minister of Public Security, Gilad Erdan, said on Twitter that Holot has become a hotel for the infiltrators and that it does not discourage infiltration any longer. In other words, giving the African shelter and food was actually encouraging them to stay. Channel 10 reported that after the closure of Holot, all persons who are staying illegally in Israel will have to choose between entering a regular prison or leave the country. All right, we are coming up on a break. I will wrap this story up on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Media Farron in the studio, and I'm running down this story now. It's so amazing, the hypocrisy. And maybe, you know, maybe this hypocrisy will be the downfall because it is so blatant. Israel adopts African expulsion program, where everywhere else in the world, it's supposed to be diversity. It's supposed to be tolerance. It's supposed to be unity. But not in Israel. And actually, this story doesn't go into it, but I've heard it reported. I've seen it. All of the Africans that they're expelling to Uganda, they're paying like $3,400, which is about what the smugglers charge to smuggle you out of Africa and toward Germany. I believe it's through Turkey. But anyway, to wrap up the story, the Israeli government will bring in new rules to circumvent the court's decision, and all the fake refugees in Israel will soon face being imprisoned in regular jails indefinitely or choosing to be deported to Uganda. That's your two choices in Israel. Deport to Uganda or just stay in jail indefinitely. The Jewish ethnostate has correctly recognized that a mass population transfer from the Third World will destroy Israel's racial and cultural makeup and has built walls all around the state to physically halt the invaders from getting in. Now, the second stage of their policy will be implemented dealing with the fake refugees and invaders already inside Israel by expelling them under conditions of which they have no choice but to choose to leave. Now, this is not news in mainstream media. You won't ever hear it reported in mainstream media. But the hypocrisy of the story that I just did previously about the backlash to the Polish government, because on Independence Day in Poland, 60,000 people stood strong for their country and exercised their rights of their opinions of the direction that they would like to see their nation go. Well, they're gigantic racists. They're anti-Semitic. Isn't it interesting that these Jewish groups are all infiltrated all into these various countries? And they propose the notion that all countries, all European countries, are for everyone. America's for everyone. You know, we're supposed to be this giant melting pot forever. And a lot of people believe that BS. And, of course, this carries on. In Sweden now, I just saw a report day before yesterday. I don't think I brought it with me. But anyway, in Sweden now, they're having the police escort female joggers. It's not safe. They've embraced the fact that it's not safe for a female to go jogging in the country because, well, now, you know, that I did the story several months ago. I forget what the rape statistics is just off the chart, you know, in 2017 compared to what it was just, you know, 10 years ago before they started this self-inflicted suicide of this demographic tidal wave. So now if you're a woman in Sweden, then you need, I guess, what, do you call the police? Can you meet me at the corner? Or I guess meet me at my house. I can't, you know, I can't leave my house. I'm a woman. I want to go jogging. But, you know, I don't want to be raped two or three times or a mass rape or anything before I can get back home. So the what's incredible is the idea for the police, I guess, you know, as well, we'll start this female jogger program, you know, where we what would be what's it called when you when you're like a supervisor for children at a at an event. I forget what that's called. But anyway, that's what we have to do for our female joggers. We're not going to expel the invaders. We're not going to deny everyone in the world the entry into our country and then just suck off the teat of the welfare system. No, we're going to try to reduce the amount of rapes. I mean, it's beyond absurd what we're doing in all these countries, including our own. And it's also a testimony to the vast sellout of not just our government, our Congress and Senate, but of all these nations simultaneously. I talked about it last week. Isn't it incredible that all of this could be orchestrated together simultaneously? 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AirOutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. We're on our long segment now. You know, just to wrap up the story, it was chaperone was the word I was trying to think of, where Swedish women have to call the police, you know, I need my police chaperone. I want to jog down the street, you know. And my wife said, well, you know, they'll probably just rape the cop. You know, they'll have a sexual emergency. And so the idea is not to stop the problem, but it's to just try to address the symptom, protect those that's getting raped rather than get rid of the rapers. I mean, how freaking ridiculous. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm going to Don Blackett here. Let it continue to get worse. And finally, those 60,000 that was there in Poland that was rising up, it's going to be 600,000. And there's going to be at some point, I don't know how long it's going to be, I don't know what it's going to take, but they're not going to stop, and they're not even going to relent. They're going to overplay their hand. They're going to keep on keeping on trying to grab not just the American people, but the majority of Europe by the back of the head, like on some old Western movie or TV show like Gunsmoke, and slap that poison right to your lips and bend you back and make you drink it, whether you like it or not. At some point, the continual force feeding of this endless poison is going to cause a backlash, and its time will come. All right, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us before the end of the broadcast. I'm going to play, Mark Dice did a, I'm becoming, yes, a little bit of a Mark Dice fan as far as just the content of his videos, but he did a Thanksgiving video, and it's short. I wanted to share that with you, Sam. We'll roll that now. Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. It's another family holiday, and so, of course, liberals are miserable and upset about it and trying to ruin the fun for us normal people. So let's take a look at just a small sample of this year's anti-Thanksgiving insanity. First up's the woman who plays Amy Fowler on The Big Bang Theory, Sheldon's girlfriend, whose name I can't pronounce and don't want to waste any brain cells remembering. Although I do recall that she's the same creature who played Blossom back in the 1990s. Anyway, she has a YouTube channel where she talks about the joys of liberalism, and she just posted this video, Four Reasons I Don't Like Thanksgiving.
The truth is, European invaders came to this land, took it from the indigenous people, raped, pillaged, gave them all sorts of diseases, called it their own, and desecrated a culture. It is one of the grossest examples of genocide in recent history, and much as I don't want to think that Thanksgiving's about that, it's really hard for me to not think about that when I think about Thanksgiving. So I basically...
Let me just point out that she's not in character in this video. This isn't the crazy Amy Fowler persona that we're used to seeing on TV. This is actually a real person who actually believes what she's saying. When I think of Thanksgiving, I think of a big, fun family dinner, turkey and pumpkin pie. But then again, I'm a normal person. Let's move on to this angry black woman over at MSNBC, Joy Reid, who has a weekend show over at that network, which I'm sure has fewer viewers than my YouTube videos, which I make in my kitchen. She says, quote, I gotta say, these traditions, the turkey pardon, and the other cutesy things presidents do are lost to the ether for me when Trump performs them. The legal, ethical, and moral clouds over his presidency are like a film on the camera lens. President Trump is now ruining liberals' Thanksgivings, which is ironic because him being president is one of the things that I'm most thankful for this year. Since liberalism is a form of schizophrenia and most of them hallucinate and see things that aren't there, this sportscaster is upset that the Washington Redskins are hosting a football game on Thanksgiving because he thinks the team's name is racist. It's such a horrible name that he considers Redskins to be like a swear word, and he put an asterisk in there, afraid to spell out the full name. By having the Washington Redskins host a game on Thanksgiving, the NFL owners show their true colors. I'm sure it was all planned out. It's part of a big conspiracy. Whether it's a question of tin-eared insensitivity or their own sick private joke, Washington will be hosting the Thanksgiving game for the first time in league history. He literally thinks that they conspired to do this on purpose as an inside joke. See, I wasn't joking when I said that liberalism is like schizophrenia and they hallucinate things. As we sink deeper into the liberal swamp, this brings us to Twitter, the place where we can have an unfiltered look into the mind of the insane. Insane people like this, who tweets out reasons why Thanksgiving is a terrible holiday. Number one, it ignores the genocide of Native Americans. Number two, glorifies the men that committed genocide. Number three, you have to talk to racist relatives. Number four, sweet potato casserole exists. And number five, food is wasted instead of donated. Then there's this crazy woman whose tweet has over 25,000 likes, who thinks that Thanksgiving is a time for white people to be ashamed of themselves. She tweeted out, Dear white people, this Thanksgiving is where the rubber meets the road. This is when you talk to your racist relatives about what's been going on during the past year. Don't just talk about it on Twitter. Be about it in real life. By the way, I wasn't joking when I said that liberals are trying to ruin Thanksgiving for us normal people. Here's an article from GQ Magazine, the producers of Keith Olbermann's YouTube show. It's your civic duty to ruin Thanksgiving by bringing up Trump. This Turkey Day, consider making life hell for a few of your relatives. It's time to ruin your Trump-supporting family's Thanksgiving, they say. for America. No, it's time to save America from anti-Trump lunatics like you. Join the fight to find the cure before it destroys humanity. Go to my online store, click the link in the description below, get your Liberalism Find a Cure shirts, available in long sleeve and hoodie, and a couple different colors. Your purchase helps keep this channel going, so I appreciate your support. Subscribe here if you're new. Check back Monday through Friday for a new report. I'll see you tomorrow.
You know, isn't it amazing? I don't remember it. And Thanksgiving's probably, you know, probably maybe my favorite holiday of them all. You know, and I'm not much of a holiday fan, for sure. But probably it who would have problems with Thanksgiving? I don't remember this being an issue before. But look at how when the mainstream media has justified this backlash, not just justified it, they promoted this constant backlash against Trump. You see how it plays out into the feeble minds of society. I mean, the stories are everywhere. They're local and they're national, of people being beaten up just because they're wearing a Make America Great Again hat or whatever. You know, my question has always been, why don't La Raza or some of these groups, why don't they concentrate on making Mexico great for once, you know, for the first time? Why don't they concentrate on that? Wouldn't you want to have some pride in your very own homeland? Heck, nobody's trying to take it away from you, I guess. Latinos could go down there and completely make an ethno state out of Mexico if I had sense enough. Nobody'd be trying to stop them that I'm aware of. But no, it's better to come here and because our government is such a bunch of sellouts, till you can get on the dole. I mean, I don't really blame those for wanting to come here when our government puts the green light on. I mean, heck, I've done the stories where they practically go down there and get them, you know. And then, of course, when one gets here, they've got the family reunification program, so you can bring 20 more. You know, like the guy that done the rundown in New York a few weeks ago. It is just amazing. And the other thing is, you know, most people realize that it's a very unsound policy to have an open border policy, and we see the results of it all around us, but yet they don't have the courage to speak out about it. They succumb to the indoctrination by the mainstream media and the masses, and they really are most fearful at it in any way being deemed racist in any way, shape, or form. They have worked diligently to bring about that mind enslavement to the masses, and it's worked very well in many different aspects, but it's not worked perfectly, and therefore, you know, that's why Republic Broadcasting, the work of John Stadtmuller, is so important, because he makes available, this network makes available broadcasts like this. It makes available your ability to call in and share your opinion, because as you know, a friend of mine that has called into a lot of broadcasts and has made use of local broadcast will tell you, you know, if you try to get this message out on public airways, on radio stations, they won't let you call in and have much of a say, especially about these kind of topics. So, therefore, we have to turn to alternative sources. The good news is, even though they're trying diligently to put the genie back in the bottle, and they're trying to stifle all of these different types of information outlets, from websites and stealing domains to shutting down YouTube, shutting down Twitter or Facebook if you're putting out information that goes against their agenda, it's still, they're incapable of completely doing it. Daily Stormer, which is now .hk, I believe, has proven that even though they have really worked super hard to shut down Andrew England, he keeps finding a way. So I guess with that said, what we saw in Charlottesville was not the end. It was the coming together of a whole bunch of people that are frustrated with the situation, and even though the media has demonized that beyond freaking belief, and we have people being held as political prisoners in Charlottesville's jails right now. And, of course, notice the absolute no mention of any of that in the mainstream media. You're not going to get the Trayvon Martin play-by-play with that story. You'll only get that listening to various broadcasts. And something else, I've not done a good job because I've not had any real good way to keep up with the information. But the Bundy trials, Red that calls in, I believe it's Red that calls in on Stormfront and updates. I'm not sure. It might not be Red. I'm not sure. But anyway, it is unbelievable. And apparently that situation maybe is turning for the better for the defendant. So it's important that various broadcasts on RBN and other networks cover these stories that would get no reporters. Just like I heard someone call into a show the other day and made mention, and I was so glad, made mention of the gentleman. I don't have it's an odd name, but he was the flag waver that got the 20 years down there in that sham railroad in Georgia. And, you know, I mean, just think about that. Here, the situations that we're seeing play out in this course, in these court systems, it's unbelievable. And it's only going to get worse because one of the things I've harped on this broadcast more than anything else recently is the legislation that they're attempting to put in to stifle free speech. They want to put in these laws just like they've got in Canada and people's in prison and like they've got in Germany and France and Britain, like Jonathan Bonehill, Ursula Hasselbeck. We've went through it. But they're working diligently to get that in place in America, and they're closer than they've ever been. I can tell you that much. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, how you doing? How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
Good morning, Farron. Thank you, sir. All is well, and hope all is well with you and yours, Farron. Thank you, sir. You know, I just wanted to mention again that regarding, you know, these illegal invasion, because technically this is what we're dealing with here and in Europe. It's an invasion. It's not just, it's not refugee. Their terminology is always total BS like the rest of their backgrounds, these representatives and politicians in our countries. Pure BS. It's an invasion force. But like here, for example, it's against the law. It's a felony to hire an illegal. So here we have even more of this hypocrisy from the scum running our country at the local, state, and federal levels, not the president, but the Congress and Senate, and the judicial system for the most part. Hopefully that's going to turn around and improve in our favor as well with President Trump. But it's a felony to hire these people, and yet we see them being hired. Now, what the heck? We'll go down the road not wearing a seatbelt, bam, I'll get a ticket for a lot of money for not wearing a seatbelt. But it's okay to break the federal law, a felony, to hire these illegals. Oh, no problem, it's okay. So, you know, this is what's part of this outrage, is the fact that it is against the law to even hire them. And so the Americans, a lot of them, shame on them, and the blame's on them for hiring them. And you're saving money. Well, sell out your country while you're saving your money, Judas, okay? And when I see him, you know, working somewhere, it ticks me off to no end. And like you said, can't blame for coming here. I mean, hell, they rolled out a red carpet. Get that. I mean, if Mexico rolled out a red carpet for us, I'm sure we take advantage of that. So we can understand that. But we can get rid of them through attrition if nobody would hire them. Nobody would go to their eating establishments. Again, how do they have eating establishments? They're illegals. It's just incredible, sir.
Oh, it's incredible. And in this, you know, North Carolina, man, it is like we know these people are hiring illegals. I mean, it's in your face. It's everywhere. And they don't enforce that. And in fact, in the news media, they talk about how important it is because they're taking the jobs that Americans won't do, and supposedly, which I don't buy that either. But you know, here's the thing, Michael. If when they act like it's somehow cost efficient, which is the way they frame it in my mind, to hire these illegals, they never, ever, ever talk about. You know, what about the cost of when they have babies now as an American citizen, when they go to the hospital and it's total straight welfare for their health care, or they just stiff the bill, or then the incarceration? They never take into account how this affects a community or a society when all of a sudden the school system has went from speaking one or two languages to 18.
Yes, sir. It's really disgusting to see how their attempts to destroy our culture, our country, our national heritage as European culture and Christian culture, how they're just blatantly attacking it from every angle. So, again, when Christmas comes around, everybody, it's Merry Christmas everywhere you go. When they say Happy Holiday, you tell them, take that crap and stick it where the sun don't shine. It's Merry Christmas. You know, we got to just attack back in all the peaceful ways we can until it's no longer peaceful. If they bring us to that point where it becomes anarchy for a while, then it's open season on these politicians. Just if they can get away with beating up Senator Rand Paul, and so far apparently the guy's not in trouble, or shooting that congressman playing softball in Washington, D.C. past summer, and they get away with that kind of crap, well, I got news for these scumbag traitors in politics. When they get this country into the state of anarchy they're trying for, well, nope, there won't be any safe place to hide. It will be open season on these traitors. That day will come if it gets that far.
Hey, thank you so much, Michael. Thank you so much. When we come back, Jared in Louisiana will be the final phone caller you're listening to, the Alternative Media with Barron. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio. I won't have time to get into this story today. Maybe I can do it next week, but you can look at it on the New Observer online.com. Arab slave trade and blacks still going strong. The United Nations International Labor Organization reported in September this year that non-whites currently enslave at least 40 million other non-whites around the world. And they have a video of a auction of blacks being sold in Libya. Maybe we'll get to that. You can look it up for yourself. Jared in Louisiana, how you doing, Jared? What's on your mind?
Morning. How's it going?
Good, good.
Yeah, hey, I noticed a lot of people talk about the problems with YouTube. I had the same problems also, but there's another video station called BitChute, BitChute, and a lot of channels that were on YouTube are on there now, and there's one that I like that plays a lot of Rock Against Communism, and there are other channels that are on BitChute too, and I haven't noticed it being censored yet.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that, Jared. That's news to me. BitChute.com, I take it?
Yes, sir.
Huh, interesting. Okay. All right, we got just a couple of minutes before the end of the broadcast. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that was it. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. I'll check that out, bitchute.com. Let's go to Alan in South Carolina. Alan, we got just a couple minutes. They're yours. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I might be too long-winded with some time left, but I just wanted to help in putting together the jigsaw puzzle that you just mentioned as had enough, or when are we going to say we've had enough? Only to remind us all that this thing, this double standard and hypocrisy we always complain about, even has a name from the Frankfurt School. I believe George Gulasch was the particular person who coined it, called liberating tolerance, of all things, which really means intolerance for all opposing points of view, which they also call ignorance, bigotry, and even fantasies.
Well, that's exactly what they have, is intolerance for any view that's opposed to the direction they want to take things. That's for sure, Alan.
Well, are we out of time? I wanted to ask you one more question about another piece of in the jigsaw puzzle, if I can.
Go ahead.
Well, I first became familiar with something called the World Island or the Heartland Geopolitical Theory by watching Eisenhower's Crusade in Europe years ago. But in that old Allied propaganda, they blamed what I like to call Nazis for originating it. Are you familiar with it in any way, shape, or form?
No, sir, I'm not, Alan.
Okay, well, basically, let me just quickly try to get in this piece of the puzzle. It says that the Eurasian continent, more or less, is the world island, and the theme that goes with that, conquer the world island, conquer the world. And again, they pointed out that it was, the evil Nazis who thought this up, and it's proof positive they intended to conquer the world. Actually,
Alan, we're out of time. Maybe we can talk about it next week, and everyone can look it up for themselves. We're out of time, and until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
I will pray for her. I will call. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.